Hello, hello, and welcome to the Fellowship Greenville Students Podcast. This week, Rachel Baylor continues our 10 practices series, where we are talking about 10 daily and weekly practices that can define our faith and bring growth in our life. Rachel talks about worship this week, specifically encouraging FG students to join in on times of corporate worship. Jesus and his disciples give us an example of corporate worship and singing together in Mark 14, verse 26. And we should follow this example of pausing in our busy lives to worship God the Father. She talks about how worship renews our faith and restores our joy. We hope you enjoy the message.
Hey guys, I'm super excited to talk to you guys today about one of my favorite practices of our 10 practices. It's our eighth one, and it's one that I've been doing for a long time. So it's our practice of worship. So worship is a pretty broad term. It incorporates a lot of things that we do as Christians. It can be like singing, or we can either worship through prayer or scripture or even tithing. But our FGS description of worship is expressing our love and adoration to God within the community of the church, which is the DNA of God's people. So that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. So I told you it's one of my favorites, and I've always loved going to church. It's been a safe home for me. It's kind of like the church family feel. People that have common interests, people that love me, people that are joyful, and I just love being at church. So I want to tell you a personal story real quick, a story from when I went to my church back in Charlotte when I was little. So I would go to big church with my family and then go to Sunday school after that with all of my friends. Some of you guys might have grown up doing that. And in third grade, a weird thing started happening. I started blacking out. So what would happen was I would stand up to sing with my family and the rest of the church, and my eyes would start like going fuzzy and black. So I wouldn't like pass out, but I wouldn't be able to see anything, and I would get like really hot and sweaty. And so my mom would have to take me to the bathroom in the back and put a wet towel on my head and cool me down. And then she would have to take me home. I would wait for church service to be done, and then she would take me home, and that would be it. I wouldn't get to go to Sunday school with my friends. That was it. So this happened for a couple of months, and it was actually really scary because, I mean, it's kind of scary when you stand up and then you can't see anything. Don't know if that's ever happened to you. And it was really annoying because it just kept happening Sunday after Sunday. And what was cool was in third grade that year, we were talking a lot about the armor of God. And so as a little third grader, I began to pray the armor of God over myself on Sundays because I really felt like this was happening because Satan didn't want me to go to church. Because it was every single time I was at church and every time I would stand up and start to sing, and it would happen automatically. So when I started praying that over myself, it went away. It didn't happen anymore. I didn't black out or anything. And so I just realized a lot of the importance of church and how Satan a lot of times doesn't want us to be a part of the church. He knows that worship unites us, and all he wants is for us to be separated and not be together as the body of Christ. So now I get super excited to go to church. I always have. And even though I'm really not a morning person, everyone that knows me, like my friends and my family really closely, knows that I'm not a morning person. I really respect the people that love getting up and are super excited for their morning cup of coffee and go and like chase the sunrise. But I don't even remember the last time I've seen a sunrise. I'm just a night owl. I just don't like the morning. But going to weekly services, weekly church services, really renews me for the rest of the week. And it just renews my spirit. I just love it. Which is kind of ironic because now I work at a church. So hopefully I would love it. But what I want to talk to you guys about today is, why is corporate worship so important for us? Why is it so significant in our walk with Christ? So I want to talk to you about Jesus's example. Like all of our 10 practices that we've been talking about, we've seen Jesus be an example of these things. So he's shown us examples of building relationships with people. He's shown us examples of going and having time in solitude, of praying, of any of these practices. So we want to follow Jesus's examples in these 10 practices. And Jesus has an example of corporate worship, which is really cool. So I want you guys to turn in your Bible. We're going to look at just one main verse today. It's super simple, just one verse. And it's in Mark chapter 14, and it's verse 26. So I'll give you a minute to find that, and it'll also be right here. So some background, what's happening in Mark chapter 14 right now, is Judas has betrayed Jesus. And then Jesus and the 12 disciples have had the Last Supper, which a lot of us read about. And then this verse happens before Jesus and the 12 go up to the Mount of Olives, before Jesus is arrested. So there's a lot going on with the betrayal, with the Last Supper, with going up to the Mount of Olives, with Jesus being arrested. And right after they have the Last Supper, it says in verse 26, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." That's it. They had sung a hymn, and then they went together up to the Mount of Olives. So it's very simple. It's not an abstract or crazy verse. That's it. Very nonchalant and normal to us. And I think that's what's cool about it. We see how Jesus worshiped and sang in the midst of all of this that was happening. He and his disciples together stopped. They took a moment and they worshiped the Lord together. And it's cool because Jesus shows us this with his disciples to show them the importance of worship and to show us the importance of worship. And one thing I want to point out is it feels so normal. Like, I don't think I've ever really stopped and thought about this verse before. I just kind of skip over it, and maybe you have too. And so is this a normal thing? Like, do we just skip over it? Do you make this a normal practice in your life like Jesus did? Do you take time out of your busy and crazy week to just stop and pause in the midst of everything that's happening and worship the Father? Or do you skip over it and not really see the importance of coming together for corporate worship? So Jesus took time to stop and sing praises to God, even when he was about to be arrested. He shows us that it's important to come together as believers and to praise the Father. So I want to look at why is this important? Like, we see that it's Jesus's example, and we also see this in the Bible a lot. So we focus on this part in the Bible. In Mark 14, we see that they sing a hymn together, and we also see it 40 times in the Psalms. We see how important it is to be a singing people. It talks about singing in the Psalms over 40 times. So we see Jesus' example, we see it in the Psalms, but why is it so important to join in corporate worship together as followers of Jesus? Why does it contribute to our faith? A quote from one of my favorite pastors and philosophers, Matt Dinsky. He said one time, "Coming together regularly and sharing these moments actually connects us with each other while connecting us to the Father." And I love that quote. I love how it ties together the great things and the beauty of corporate worship, how we share moments together, how it connects us as the body of Christ, and it also connects you and I personally to the heart of the Father. So worship is important, and I believe that it does two things for us. I believe that it renews our faith, and I believe that it restores our joy. So first, I want to talk about how it renews our faith. Coming to church and thinking about everyone worshiping together and praising God together, we are all focused on the one main thing, which is praising God. So everyone, when we're here together at church, we're all focusing on that main thing, which is super cool. And doing that helps renew our faith. All eyes are on him, and it's important because we're setting aside specific time to worship him. And worshiping God and glorifying him changes us, and it renews our faith in him. And then it restores our joy. So we get joy from worshiping. We find this in Psalm 95, 1 through 2. It says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him," which means praise enthusiastically, "with music and song." So when we're singing and worshiping with thankful hearts, our joy is restored. Or maybe we're coming with weary and tired hearts, and our joy is still restored. One thing that's cool that I heard one time that was said was there's a secret joy in worshiping. There's a secret joy in self-forgetfulness. So you might have seen sometimes when you've come to worship at church, or even when you're just worshiping alone, you kind of forget all that's going on in the back of your head. You kind of forget about what's happening in your own life. There's a secret joy there of just focusing on the Father and kind of putting away our busy schedules, putting away all of the thoughts that we're having, all of the anxieties that we're having. There's a joy that comes there. And our joy is restored when we focus less on ourselves and more on the glory of God. There's also a joyful awareness when we see that we're not alone. I think that's one of the coolest parts about coming together as the body of Christ. You can look around and others are there too. You see that you're not alone in worshiping God the Father. You see that you're not alone in giving him your heart. I think it's just so cool whenever you see people just really deep in thought, deep in prayer, their arms are up in worship. They're just joyfully giving their lives to the Lord. And so I want to challenge you, how many times do you wake up on Sunday mornings? You're like, oh, I'm too tired. I can't get up and go to church. Like, I'm just too tired. But then you go and you worship and you leave energized, more energized than you thought you would be. That's when your joy is renewed. Or maybe you miss church and you feel like you're lacking something and you need your joy restored there. There's a uniqueness in worshiping the same God with your brothers and sisters in Christ. It renews your faith and it restores your joy. So what do we do with this? I want to challenge you to accept our invitation. We've kind of done the work for you. We've planned out a schedule. So middle school, you guys tune in at 10:15 a.m. for Sunday mornings. And then you can also join us as Big Church at 11 a.m. So it's already planned out for you. You just have to accept the invitation. And what's cool is that if you're watching right now, you've already done it. So good job. You're here. But we want to help continue this practice. We want you to really lean into it. And sometimes it's easier when we're meeting in person. Maybe your family's bringing you or your friends are here and you want to see them. But right now, you have to choose to do it. You have to choose this practice. You have to choose to lean into worshiping, to setting aside the time to worship the Father. And right now, we get it. Like right now in COVID times, it's kind of hard to even know what day it is, much less what time it is. But if you put it in your schedule, if you really commit to this as a practice, as a rhythm of life, you can do it. Practicing means making time for something that's important to you. And what's really cool is that this practice of worship is a weekly practice. It's once a week on Sundays. We want to challenge you guys to join our online services every week and worship with us. That's our challenge for you this week. And worship brings in a lot of our other 10 practices. It brings building relationships, prayer, reading scripture, restoring and resting your soul. It brings in a lot of these other things. And it might be hard to build relationships right now when we're all apart and watching at our separate homes, but you can still text someone to watch with you or text them and ask, hey, what did you think about the sermon today? What did you think about worship in music today? So that's really cool. So we want you guys to join us. It's weird times right now, and I think this is really when we need to come together as a body, when we need to have corporate worship, even if it's from the comfort of our homes. We need to come together. It's a time to renew our faith and to restore our joy.